A very inspirational story right here. It's a wonderful thing too. Angels Hope Kindness Christmas giveaway is happening this weekend at the Rochalie Football Club. There's going to be a door prize. There's going to be so much fun for the family. Santa's going to be there, fingers crossed, from the North Pole. And to talk more about it is Chloe Cunningham. Good morning. How are you going?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell us about Angels Hope and how you became a mentor for it and what you do in the community as well.
Absolutely. So we started the charity about now going on 10 years ago for next year. So I was really badly bullied in school and in swimming, and I didn't talk to anyone about it, so I kept it hidden. Mm-hmm. And all that suppression of emotions turned into physical illness. So mm-hmm. I was paralyzed from the waist down. I wasn't able to write my own name. I lost my memory. I had kidney failure. You name it, I pretty much had it. And all that was from suppression of emotions. So Angels Hope really started to try to talk about what's happening in schools, in your workplaces, anything that you're having trouble with, it's okay to speak out. Mm-hmm. And I know how difficult it is, but, you know, it is time to let go. And this year, everyone's had a very troublesome year.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone is really struggling, I do encourage you to speak out. It might not be related to bullying, but, you know, emotions are emotions. Sadness, depression, anything like that. We just encourage kindness and just to be yourself. And it's just welcome to be you, to be who you are, and let's be kind to one another, because that's what it's all about.
Oh my gosh, sitting and listening to you speak about this, that's incredible. And you are incredible. How on earth did you get from, because I mean, you're sitting in front of me now and you're a beautiful young woman who's obviously up and walking about and clearly able to use, you know, your arms and things like that. How on earth did you overcome this stuff?
So for me, I tell you what, it was very difficult. It just brings back a lot of memories when I talk about it. So for me, when I was in, I couldn't remember a lot of the trauma that happened, because mm-hmm. my brain was like, all right, let's try and suppress this. Let's forget about it so you can survive. You need to survive. That's all that it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was becoming really sick, the doctors didn't know what was happening, because I didn't show signs of someone who was emotionally struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I was more so physically struggling.
Yep.
And that's when they became confused.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 6 months of not having an answer, despite everything that was going on. And the psychiatrist at the time, she said, Chloe, are you sure? Are you sure there's nothing else? And I said, look, I had a hard time at school, but that's it. And she goes, wait, what do you mean you had a hard time? I'm like, no, like, it's normal. And she goes, no, tell me. Mm-hmm. And so when I talked more about it, she was like, oh, okay, well, it sounds like you have conversion disorder. We don't know how long it is it's going to take you to get better. And then the doctors came in and the doctor said, well, it's going to take you 24 months to learn how to walk again. As for reading and writing and remembering, we don't know, because the brain is, as we know, unpredictable. And it took me 3 months to learn how to walk again. And it took me within 6 months to learn how to write again. So for me to recover, it was more so about, I can't let these other people win. I am naturally competitive,
mm-hmm.
And I will freely admit that. But it was also for me, if I get better, I can make sure no one else goes through what I did.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't want anyone to go through what I did ever again. So
no.
We admire your strength and courage,
honestly,
to do that. Like, I mean, 6 months in a wheelchair as well, and now, you know, you're doing something great for the community. And those victims of bullying and standing up against the mm-hmm. perpetrators, I think it's up to all of us as well.
Yes.
Because the strongest people stand up for others mm. when it comes to this kind of thing. So it's great that you're getting, you know, sporting clubs involved, schools, workplaces, the broader community. And the good thing is you're helping people at Christmas time as well this weekend.
Absolutely. Hence why I have my Christmas earrings on.
Yes, you look great.
I love Christmas. My family and I, my mum is a very Christmassy woman. She's very excited. So my dad and I, we've always wanted to help people, and especially this year.
Mm.
Like, if anyone needs a Christmas spirit this year, it's all of us
mm-hmm.
going through 2020, you know. So, you know, Christmas is the best time to give back. It's the end of the year. People can start afresh next year and maybe get some free stuff.
People are going to be taking new clothing as well to take home for Christmas as well. You can
Absolutely.
Pick two items of clothing.
That's it, two items of clothing, all brand new.
Oh.
Haven't been worn. Wow. So it's very, very exciting. So we had our first, I guess you call it, customer yesterday, and he was just over the moon and was so pleased. So honestly, it's all about just giving back to the community.
Oh, beautiful.
Look at you.
Story.
You're amazing, honestly. You've absolutely restored my faith in humanity. So thank you very, very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And angelshope.org.au, and thanks for sharing your story.